We'll open with prayer then, shall we, and get started. O God and Father, we come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and thank thee for another while we can spend on the gospel message concerning him and the way of salvation. And we pray thou wilt help us as we read the word of God and as we consider the gospel message. And anyone who's on the call, who's still not saved, we pray that thy Holy Spirit will speak to them through this message and that today they would come to know the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. We ask these things in his name, his precious name. Amen. Now we're reading today separate verses from different books of the Bible. We're going to read them one at a time as we go through. And we're reading from Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. I'll read it in English and then Raquel will read it in Tagalog. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 asks the question, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?
So, basahin natin sa aklat ng Hebreo, kabanatang 2, talatang 3. Gayun din naman, paano tayo makakaiwas sa parusa kung hindi natin pahahalagahan ang napakadakilang kaligtasang ito? Ang Panginoon ang unang nagpahayag ng kaligtasang ito at ang mga nakarinig sa kanya ang nagpatunay sa atin na ito ay totoo.
Now this Bible verse asks us a most important question as to our attitude to the message of the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done upon the cross when he suffered, shed his blood and died there so that we can be saved from God's judgment and our sins can be forgiven.
Ang mga talatang ito sa Biblia ay may mahalagang katanungan kung ano ang ating saloobin sa mensahe ng Ebanghelyo patungkol sa Panginoong Hesukristo at sa kanyang ginawa sa krus nang siya ay magdusa sa pagbuhos ng kanyang dugo at pagkamatay upang tayo ay maligtas sa kaparusahan ng Diyos at mapatawad ang ating mga kasalanan.
See, this is one of those questions that demands an answer from every one of us, for we are all sinners. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Isa ito sa mga katanungang humihingi ng kasagutan mula sa ating lahat, sapagkat tayong lahat ay nagkasala. Sabi sa Roma 3:23, sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala at hindi nakaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos.
Because of this, none of us should dare to think that we can neglect this great work that the Lord Jesus Christ finished when he suffered the judgment of God against sin, our sin, and think we will find some other way of escape from God's judgment. Salvation from that judgment is only through the person and the finished work of the Lord Jesus on the cross. And Acts chapter 4, verse 12 tells us, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Dahilan dito, huwag tayong maglakas loob na isipin na maaari nating isantabi ang dakilang gawa ng Panginoong Hesus na kanyang tinapos nang siya ay magdusa sa kaparusahan ng Diyos para sa ating mga kasalanan. At isipin na may ibang paraan upang malusutan natin ang parusa mula sa Diyos. Ang kaligtasan sa ating kaparusahan ay sa pamamagitan lamang ng natapos na ginawa ng Panginoong Hesus sa krus. Walang kaligtasan mula sa kaninuman, sapagkat walang ibang pangalan sa silong ng langit na ibinigay sa tao kung saan tayo ay maliligtas. Ang mga talatang ito ay ating matatagpuan sa Gawa chapter 4 verse 12.
Now, neglect of many things can have disastrous consequences. If you go out and neglect to turn off the oven, your dinner will be burned. Or even cause your house to catch fire. If you go on holiday and neglect to lock the door of your house, there is a grave risk that burglars will enter it.
Ang pagpapawalang bahala sa maraming bagay ay mayroong kaakibat na kapahamakan. Kung tayo ay lalabas at ipagwalang bahala natin na tayo ay may niluluto, maaring ito ay masunog at maari ding masunog ang ating bahay. Kung tayo ay magbabakasyon at nakalimutan nating ikandado ang ating bahay, ay may panganib na mapasok ito ng magnanakaw.
Yes, these are neglects that can seriously affect us in our earthly lives, but this neglect of so great salvation is far, far more serious because it affects where each one of us will be forever and ever. To neglect the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done on the cross at Calvary is not just to neglect him, it is to reject him.
Oo, mayroong mga bagay na kung ating ipagwawalang bahala ay maaring makaapekto sa ating buhay. Subalit, ang pagwawalang bahala sa dakilang kaligtasan ay napakaseryoso. Sapagkat ito ay makakaepekto kung saan tayo paroroon magpasawalang hanggan. Kung ipagwawalang bahala natin ang ginawa ng Panginoong Hesus sa krus ng Kalbaryo, ito ay nangangahulugan ng pagtanggi sa Kanya.
You may think to yourself, well, I will think about getting saved sometime. But not now. Your postponement of getting saved is neglect, but it is actually rejection. You just want to live just as you are and enjoy your sin.
Maaring isipin natin sa ating sarili, nais kong magkaroon ng kaligtasan, subalit hindi pa ako nakahanda. Ang pagpapaliban upang tayo ay maligtas ay pagpapawalang bahala. Ito rin ay ang pagtanggi. Marahil nais mong mabuhay nang naaayon sa mundo at magpakaligaya sa kasalanan.
As our verse in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3 also says, that which was said by the Lord Jesus as he spoke of his death, we know that he fulfilled it. And God raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. And they heard him. Not only before his death, but after his resurrection, and passed the wonderful news of his resurrection onto us. So that in Romans 10, chapter 10, verse 9, we read, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Sa ating mga talatang binasa sa Hebreo chapter 2 verse 3, ito ay nagsasaad ng mga salita ng Panginoong Hesus. Inihayag niya ang patungkol sa kanyang kamatayan. Alam nating ito ay kanyang tinupad at siya ay binuhay na muli ng Diyos mula sa mga patay. Siya ay kanilang narinig. Hindi lamang bago siya mamatay, ngunit nang siya ay muling mabuhay. At ang magandang balita ng kanyang pagkabuhay na muli ay naipaabot sa atin. Sa Roma chapter 10 verse 9 ay ating mababasa, kung ipahahayag ng ating labi na si Jesus ay Panginoon at buong pusong sasampalataya na siya ay muling binuhay ng Diyos, ikaw ay maliligtas.
The risen Lord Jesus is coming again at any moment to take us to be with him in heaven, all those who are saved, that is, who have turned in repentance and faith to him, and so their sins have been forgiven.
Anumang sandali, ang Panginoong Jesus ay magbabalik na muli upang dalhin sa kalangitan ang mga taong ligtas. Ito ay ang mga taong nagsisi sa kanilang mga kasalanan at nanampalataya sa Kanya sa kapatawaran ng kanilang mga kasalanan.
If you are not saved when He comes, or if you physically die without Christ, you face the awful prospect of hell, of meeting the Lord Jesus Christ as your judge, because you refused to receive Him as your Lord and Savior.
Kung kayo ay hindi ligtas sa kanyang pagbabalik, o kayo ay pumanaw ng walang kaligtasan mula kay Kristo, haharapin ninyo ang nakakikilabot na impyerno at pagharap sa Panginoong Hesukristo bilang tagahatol, sapagkat tumanggi kayong tanggapin siya bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas.
Then to eternally be in the lake of fire because you refused His salvation, refused His love by neglecting, rejecting that so great salvation He offers you to you right now. Just think of how God loves you and how He proved it when Christ died for you. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
At kayo ay tutungo sa walang hanggang dagat-dagatang apoy, sapagkat tinanggihan nyo ang kanyang pagliligtas, tinanggihan nyo ang kanyang pagmamahal, at nang ipagwalang bahala at pagtanggi sa dakilang pagliligtas na kanyang inaalok sa inyo ngayon. Isipin natin ang pag-ibig ng Diyos at kung paanong ito ay kanyang pinatunayan nang si Kristo ay namatay para sa inyo. Sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa sanlibutan, kaya't ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak upang ang sinumang sumampalataya ay hindi mapahamak, kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. Ang mga talatang ito ay matatagpuan sa Juan chapter 3, verse 16.
We began this message with a question that demands an answer from you. And at the close, I want to read another verse with a very searching question for you to test your response. And it's Lamentations chapter 1, verse 12. The Lamentations of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of His fierce anger.
Sinimulan natin ang mensaheng ito sa pamamagitan ng isang katanungan. At sa ating pagtatapos, nais kong basahin ang isa pang talata sa Biblia na may mahalagang katanungan upang malaman ang inyong kasagutan. Ito'y matatagpuan sa mga panaghoy, chapter 1, verse 12. Ang sabi rito, wala bagang anuman sa inyong lahat na nagsisipagdaan, inyong masdan at inyong tingnan, kung may anumang kapanglawan na gaya ng aking kapanglawan na nagawa sa akin na idinalamhati sa akin ng Panginoon sa kaarawan ng kanyang mabangis na galit.
Very clearly, this verse can be applied to the scene where the Lord Jesus was crucified. Many people who passed by the cross and saw Him hanging there thought nothing of Him at all. Some mocked Him and abused Him in a dreadful way. Others just thought nothing of Him, but as another criminal being crucified.
Maliwanag na ang mga talatang ito ay naglalarawan sa lugar kung saan ipinako ang Panginoong Jesus. Maraming tao ang dumaan dito at nakita na siya ay nakapako sa krus at hindi man lang nagbigay pansin. Ang ilan ay nangutya at nagsalita laban sa kanya. At naisip ng ilan na siya ay isa lamang kriminal na ipinako sa krus.
In the gospel message today, we have passed by that cross in our thoughts, as we do every time the gospel message is preached. But we are not so much thinking of his physical sufferings there, but of the sufferings he endured for our sins, sufferings that God inflicted on his own beloved Son, the Lord Jesus.
Sa ating mensahe sa araw na ito, ating isipin na tayo ay dumaraan sa tapat ng krus kung saan nakapako ang Panginoong Jesus. Huwag nating isipin ang kanyang pisikal na paghihirap. Bagkus, isipin natin ang paghihirap na kanyang dinanas para sa ating mga kasalanan. Paghihirap na ibinigay ng Diyos sa kanyang bugtong na anak para sa ating mga kasalanan.
He suffered there for your sin and mine. There was no sorrow before or since like the Lord Jesus suffered in those three dark hours on the cross. The Lord God afflicted him with all the fierce anger of the judgment for our sin.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagdusa para sa ating mga kasalanan. Walang katulad na kalungkutan ang kanyang naranasan sa loob ng 3 oras ng kadiliman nang siya ay nakapako sa krus. Ipinataw ng Diyos kay Kristo ang puot ng kanyang kaparusahan para sa ating mga kasalanan.
God made his Son to be sin for you and me. Is your heart not moved in response to his suffering for you, his love for you, the loving arms of the Lord Jesus that were once stretched out in agony on the cross are now stretched out to welcome you, to save you right now?
Itinuring ang Panginoong Jesus na makasalanan para sa atin. Ang kalooban mo ba ay hindi matitinag sa pagtugon sa paghihirap ng Panginoong Jesus para sa iyo? Sa kanyang pagmamahal sa iyo? Ang mga kamay ng Panginoong Jesus na minsang nakainat sa pagkapako sa krus ay nakainat ngayon upang kayo ay tanggapin at iligtas ngayon.
Or is it going to sadly be that as you see him on that cross, that you would just turn away in your sins and reject him because it is nothing to you? Why not repent of your sin and trust him now as your Lord and Savior? Acts chapter 16, verse 31 tells us, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Nakakalungkot na kung nakita nyo ang Panginoong Jesus na nakapako sa krus at kayo ay tumalikod dahil sa inyong mga kasalanan at tanggihan ang kanyang alok na kaligtasan, sapagkat ito'y walang anuman sa inyo. Magsisi sa inyong mga kasalanan at magtiwala sa kanya ngayon. Sa aklat ng Gawa, chapter 16, verse 31, ay mababasa natin, sumampalataya sa Panginoong Hesukristo at kayo ay maliligtas.
Now, thank you all for listening and we'll close with prayer. Oh God, we come to thee at the close of this time together as we've been thinking of the gospel message, of the very center of that gospel message, the Lord Jesus Christ and his death upon the cross, his suffering and his resurrection. And we thank thee for the finished work that he did on the cross. No one else could do the work. Only the Son of God could do that work, the Lord Jesus. That he could bear our sins. One who had no sins of his own. Those of us who are saved sometimes sing, he took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore the burden on Calvary and suffered and died alone. And we sing how marvelous that is and how wonderful is my Saviour's love for me. Or that someone on the call who's never realised this before may realize the Saviour's love for them. And we pray that those on this call today will make sure they're right for eternity. It is not thy will that people should go into thy judgment. They can turn from sins this very day, this very moment. Help them to do that, our God, before it's too late. It might be the last opportunity for someone to get saved. Oh, we pray these things earnestly as we thank thee for this time together on Zoom today. Bless everyone, and we pray that there might be joy in heaven today over sinners repenting. We ask these things in the precious and worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.